today, love come tomorrow, what may? Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's why I'll live and I'll die. Devil may care. Devil may care. Oh, devil may care. 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 The fifth group of the hour is Loris S. Sarit's A Tiny Reminder. Here is Birthday Song. Thank you.
That was birthday song from Loris S. Saritz, a tiny reminder. I'd like to talk about the SFU Red Leafs hockey team at this time. On September 5th, the 2022-23 BCIHL champs released their conference and non-conference schedules, with games against regional U Sport teams UBC Trinity Western, which used to play in the BCIHL, American College Leagues NCAA, ACHA, and ACAC. On September 6th, the SFU Red Leafs hockey team announced that they will take on the Michigan Wolverines, ranked number 3 in U.S. for the first time in history on September 30th at Yost Ice Arena at University of Michigan campus in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Also on September 6th, the 2022-23 BCIHL champs announced their non-conference roster. Earlier today, the SFU Red Leafs hockey team hired coaches for their BCIHL roster, Mark Soares as its head coach and Brian Stewart as assistant coach. Mark Soares is from Burnaby, BC. Played his junior career with the Coquitlam Express, followed by Lakehead University of CIS, now U Sports OUA. Soares then went on to play professional hockey in Germany and Netherlands before coming back to the Lower Mainland. In the last 9 years, Soares was with the Coquitlam Express of the BCHO as a skills development coach. He is also the founder of Max Force Professional Hockey Development. Brian Stewart is also from Burnaby. He played 8 years of professional hockey in the AHO, ECHO, and EIHO in the United Kingdom. As a goaltender, before becoming a pro, Brian Stewart was a goaltender for the NCAA Northern Michigan University Wildcats for 4 seasons, where he posted an average of .917 save percentage, followed by joining the Adrian Deck Flyers, which is the AHL affiliate of the Philadelphia Flyers. Brian Stewart then went on to play in the United Kingdom, where he won in the EIHL playoffs in 2015 with the Coventry Blaze. 3 years later, he retired from professional hockey. Former BCIHL head coach Mark Coletta and assistant Jim Camazzola will be the coaches for the SFU Red Leafs non-conference roster.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5 year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Mocha Only's in and of itself with Take a Whiff. Thank you.
like cactus. Cactus are light, yo. Think it's interesting that I can rap with a bright one. Free-minded MCs get easily blinded by their sense of perception and the image and all that. I just like to dream and hope, yo, so this shit go flat. It's spring 21 and I'm hoping that everyone can put the confetti up. I'm tickling hi-hats. My sense of optimism and my vision, you like that? Life's at a freestyle type of consciousness. When you do your shit, make sure that you stop the sniff. The fragrance, the flowers, and all the sensations. You can perform your muscles, position power, envision the palaces. I remember chilling at the quarters with Dallas. The road, not the city. But peace to all my people in Texas, regardless. Cut master curls, do it up, cause the artist of utmost importance in relation to the place where the heart is. You might see me strolling as artists. It's time to start this. Let's go, I'm the one you embark with. Take a whiff. Ready yet, take a sniff. Cash that. Yeah. Take a whiff. A sniff. Yeah. Smell it. Feel it. Yeah. I can drop a quick one anytime, whenever the mood strike. A cool night, writing with the bit and some food might really hit the spot once the mix get done. I transfer the flashes, I will get my fun and get my funds bubbling. Elevate other than the skills of the music, cause I'm meant to be hovering at a cool billet on it. I think that I can't. I transform the world through my paint. In the night, crack bums be humming in. Other kind of sounds of the city be coming in the airspace. Let me tune it out for a sec and finish up my wits, cause it's how I get back. Yeah. Take a sniff. Yeah. Smell it. Feel it. Yeah. Take a whiff. Better get a sniff. Yeah. Smell it. Feel it.
I'd like to shift gears to the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. There were four games on tap, including a doubleheader on September 2nd. The Everett Aqua Sox edged the host Spokane Indians 3-2, but were overwhelmed 9-5 in Game 2 for a split at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. The visitors Hillsboro Hops defeated Vancouver 6-4 in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey, and the Tri-City Dust Devils blinded the host Eugene Emeralds 11-4 at PK Park. On September 3rd, Hillsboro doubled up Vancouver 4-2, Tri-City shaded Eugene in an 8-7 slugfest, and Everett thumped Spokane 11-0. On Labor Day, September 4th, Everett edged the visitors Eugene 2-1 at Funko. There were two additional venue changes on September 5th. Vancouver dusted off the host Tri-City 7-3 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington, while Hillsboro bested the visitors Spokane in a 10-7 slugfest at Ron Tonkin Field. On September 6th, Spokane doubled up Hillsboro 4-2, Tri-City walked off Vancouver 3-2 in 10 innings, and Everett walked off Eugene 6-5 with two runs in the bottom of the 10th. On September 7th, Tri-City blanked Vancouver 4-0, Hillsboro tripled off Spokane 6-2, and Everett shellacked Eugene 8-1. Three games are on tap today with one final. Everett edged Eugene 1-0. The two games start this evening. Vancouver continues in Pasco against Tri-City at 6:30, whereas Spokane resumes in Hillsboro at 6:35. All times are Pacific.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. Everett clinched first at 40-24. The Everett Aquasox is an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, who won the first half, finished second at 37-26. Even though there's at least one game left for between Everett and Vancouver, Vancouver is 2.5 games back of Everett, so they won't be able to make up the gap at this point. As for the rest, the Hillsboro Hobbs, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are third at 30-33. Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are 4th at 30-34. These are pretty much the final standings, actually. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are 28-33 for 5th. And the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are last at 23-38.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. The seventh band is Max Kukla's Normal with How Do We Get By? Radio Edit.
When life hands
I'd like to mention the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of Senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, where its champion confronts the major lacrosse champion based in Ontario for the Man Cup every year. The 2023 WLA champions, New West Salmon Bellies, gained three players this morning: Mike Messenger, Jeff, and Travis Cornwall. The 2023 Man Cup starts tonight in New West Queens Park Arena, where the 2023 WLA champions, New West Salmon Bellies, will host the Six Nation Chiefs of Ontario, where the ball drop will be at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for listening to episode 35 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44, it's the 8th entry, Valerie Vaughn's Gris, with Thunder.